The last few years haven't been kind to some sports teams, many of which are desperate to come up with more money. Luckily for them, commentator Frank DeFord has a few ideas.
These are hard times for the poor people who have paid hundreds of millions of dollars for sports franchises. Too many of these noble souls are losing money, and they just can't raise ticket prices anymore without making a general admission seat for any regular season Thursday night game cost the same as a transatlantic first-class accommodation on the new Queen Mary. A hot dog and a Coke at the concession stand already cost more than a ticket to a George W. Bush fundraiser. Can't raise those tariffs either. And luxury boxes are going begging. Yes, we need, as the expression goes, new revenue streams in sport. And because I want to help these benevolent multimillionaires, here are some suggestions to help sports teams make more money. Well, first, the obvious is what we've already had in Europe and Asia for years. Instead of actual team names, we need advertisements on the uniforms. Come on, what difference does it make if it's a St. Louis Cardinal or a Budweiser Eagle across the chest? Are you too squeamish to read Burger King instead of Dodgers? Viagra instead of Redskins? Hey, it's the 21st century, people. And why should products just put their names on meaningless, silly bowl games? It's time for colleges to sell traditional regular season games to sponsors. Wouldn't Continental Tire rather have the Continental Tire Michigan-Ohio State game than the blah Continental Tire Bowl? Harvard-Yale is the game. Come on, wake up and smell the coffee, Ivies. Harvard-Yale, the Chick-fil-A game. What an opportunity, too, for Major League Baseball to sell innings. Yes, that's right. 9 different products could buy an inning for every game the whole year long. Every fifth inning would be the Tidy Bowl fifth inning. And batting for the Marlins in the Metamucil sixth inning. I also think you could sell the seventh inning stretch. Certain sports have unique commercial opportunities. Stupid tennis. When is it going to catch on and turn the net into what it naturally is? A billboard. And golf. What a chance for product placement. Automobiles and large appliances would make perfect hazards. Using a Hummer or an SUV to block the uphill entrance to the rather ordinary 17th hole at the Masters would not only bring in a pretty penny for Augusta National, but would liven up that same old course. And it's time that players did their part, too. We already have players using catchy names on their jerseys. Ichiro Suzuki goes just by Ichiro. There's an NBA player who's officially known just as Nene. At the salary these pros make, the least they can do is change their names to products and wear them proudly on their jerseys. Can you just imagine how much more the two Super Bowl teams could make if their quarterbacks were named Peyton Pepsi and Donovan Mountain Dew?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.